right, let's get this show going. Welcome to this edition of the Showcasing College Baseball Podcast, powered by College Recruit Prep. I'm your host, Ross Hawley, and I want to thank you for spending some time with us wherever you might be watching or listening from. If this is your first time with us, welcome. Go give us a follow on the Facebook group page at Showcasing College Baseball, or visit us on the World Wide Web at collegerecruitprep.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Armilla Tech, pioneers in sports communication technology. Imagine a world where every play call is crystal clear, secure, and executed with precision. Well, that's the world Armilla Tech has created. Trusted by top coaches across North America, Armilla Tech's innovative electronic play calling system is transforming how football, baseball, and softball games are being played one play at a time. Visit armillatech.com for more information. Now on to today's episode and guest. Today I'm talking shop with Sean McKinney, associate head baseball coach and recruiting coordinator for NCAA Division II Power, Colorado Mesa University. I'll just be blunt about my assessment with Coach McKinney and the Colorado Mesa University baseball team. They're just a bunch of winners. Pretty simple. Coach McKinney, Coach Hanks, the rest of their staff and their guys, just a bunch of winners on and off the field. I encourage you to just Google them. They're not just one of the best teams at the NCAA Division II level. They're one of the most successful programs in all of college baseball. Oh, and living in Grand Junction, Colorado isn't so bad either. From what this year looks like for the Maverick baseball program to what Coach McKinney looks for in recruits and much, much more, here's my conversation with Sean McKinney of Colorado Mesa Baseball. All right, guys. Sean McKinney, welcome to the Showcasing College Baseball Podcast, my friend. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing really well. As we were talking a little bit earlier, I love this time of year. Fridays in the spring. I don't know if it gets any better. So I'm curious right now. It's Friday. Let's see. It's March 1st. What do you got on the docket for the day, Coach?
Today is actually our bye week. So we have the weekend off. We've been playing every week, you know, at the start of the spring. And so this is our bye week. So we got some time before we go into conference to, you know, get some guys healthy and get rolling. So it's nice. This is, you know, basically the last weekend where we don't have games until hopefully June. So Man. Yeah, it's nice to get a little time to reset and get ready for our conference schedule.
Heck yeah. Hey, talking here with Sean McKinney, the associate head coach for Colorado Mesa University. And for those of you guys that are listening to this or you're watching it, if you haven't heard of Colorado Mesa, wake up. I don't know how you haven't heard of Colorado Mesa. But Coach McKinney, I want to say this, man. I want to give you some love, and I kind of want to take you into your expectations for your team this year. But let me just read this, guys, and for listening, just pay attention. This is what Colorado Mesa baseball is. Over Coach McKinney's tenure with Colorado Mesa, they're at the NCAA Division II level. Over the last 13 years, including they've won 12. Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference championships, 6 straight RMAC tournament championships, and they've been to 13 straight NCAA regional tournaments. So they're I think I saw you guys are the winningest Division II or the college baseball program in the decade of 2010 through 2019. I don't even really know what to say about that except the best. I guess we're the best. So with that said, I'm guessing there's a huge target on your back everywhere you guys go. You always get everybody's best shot. Coach McKinney, take me into this season's, you know, kind of your 2024 expectations and what you guys are kind of expecting, probably much of the same.
Yeah. I mean, I think the expectations are high, the standards are high. And, you know, like you said, I mean, we've had some success, but, you know, we've had great players, you know, the guys that have come through here. They've done a great job, you know, upholding the standards and the expectations that we set. And so we're very fortunate of the guys we've had. And, you know, this year's no different. I mean, you know, we want to try to win a national title, but there's so much more that goes into that. I mean, that's an end result that you can't always control. I mean, we've been to 4 World Series in the last 13 years, and we've actually been in 2 national title games, and we've lost both. And so, you know, when you get to that level, there's so many other things that can happen. You need some stuff to go your way and some, you know, some big plays and things like that. So the national title is an end result, but there's so many other things that have to go into a year. you know, from guys preparing and the way they go about their business. And it's on and off the field. And so we try to promote that as best we can. So yeah, the expectations are high for this year. It's no different. We have a great group of guys, and you know, it's going to be fun to see where they end up at the end of the year.
Yeah, man. I just always know this, what I expect. And as I, obviously I love college baseball, but you look up, and at the end of the year, Colorado Mesa is always, always one of the teams competing, you know, for that World Series. You know, I'll say this: I think you guys have one of the best facilities in the country. I don't care if we're talking Division One, Division Two, located in Grand Junction, Colorado. I love that area. I love that area of the country. Grand Junction is actually, you guys, your stadium is the host to the National Junior College Athletic Association (NJCA) Junior College World Series every late May and early June. Talk to me a little bit about Grand Junction, and talk to me a little bit about the facilities you guys have. Is that part of what makes Mesa so good?
Yeah, I think, you know, we live in a beautiful area. We sure like it. You know, we're a little biased, I think, because we live here. But I've been here for a total, including playing. I've been here for about 18 years now. So, you know, I love it here. I don't want to live anywhere else because we're so fortunate. Grand Junction, we're on the very western side of the state of Colorado. We live in a beautiful valley. We're surrounded by different mountains, so it's beautiful. But then our campus is great. I mean, it's just such a beautiful setting for a college town. It's right in the center of Grand Junction, so that's nice. And then, yeah, our facilities. So the stadium that you're talking about has been our home stadium for, I mean, years and years and years. And actually, the university just built us our own on-campus stadium. So it's brand new. So it's 2 years old right now. We got a brand new clubhouse, hitting area, new bullpens. So the new stadium is beautiful. We call that home now. The other stadium, it was a joint thing with the city. And so we didn't own it. So we got to use it. So it's nice now that we have our own facility. It's a great college stadium, so we're very fortunate with the support that we've gotten from the university and the city. This is a baseball community. There's baseball almost year-round here, and so it's just great to have the support from the university and the city. And yeah, I mean, our weight room, we have a human performance lab on campus, which is right outside of the stadium. So, you know, people talk about pitching labs and things like that. We have that here. So that's right outside the stadium. And then, yeah, you know, the new stadium's great, and it's right outside my window, so I get to see it every day.
Yeah.
When I come to work. So, yeah, the clubhouse is great. And so, again, just very fortunate of, you know, the resources that the university's put into our program, and it's just helped us as we continue to try to be one of the best programs in the country.
Awesome, awesome. All right, I want to kind of get into some recruiting stuff, Coach McKinney. Again, talking with Coach McKinney, Sean McKinney of Colorado Mesa University. I'm curious, like I said, it's March 1st. You guys are in season full swing right now. So I'm curious what your recruiting activities are this time of year. Are you paying attention to guys? Are you getting out and watching anybody? Walk me through kind of what your typical recruiting activities this time of the year are.
Yeah, right now, I mean, it's the recruiting's, you know, it's an everyday thing. I mean, it's 365 days a year. So, you know, we're always watching guys, keeping tabs on guys, you know, trying to make phone calls when we can, you know, watching video when we can. Where we're located, it's a little bit harder for us to get out and just go watch a game like on a weeknight because of where we're situated in the state. So it's a little harder for us to just get out and go watch someone on the week, you know, like on a weekday. But you know, we try to make our phone calls, try to watch as much video as we can, talk to coaches, talk to people that we know, you know, people, you know, resources that we have. So that's what we do right now. We also try to focus a little on our current team, too. I think that's one of the things that's so hard with recruiting, whether it's in the spring, the summer, the fall, is that there's so many events and so many people to go see that you got to make sure that you're recruiting for your team, you know, so you can keep backing it up. But at the same time, we also want to focus on the guys we got and make sure we pour into them as much as we can, so you know we can make them the best players. So it's always a dance that we try to do. But yeah, it's the recruiting things. It's an everyday thing, and so yeah, we're making those phone calls and keeping tabs on guys.
Okay, cool. I can't imagine, and I was going to get into it in a little bit here, because I hear this commonality from a lot of coaches now is you guys are recruiting your current team kind of the same way that you would recruit guys that are coming on board. You're making sure that the guys that are at the school or in your program right now, they're happy as well. So I kind of want to I'll go down that road and I'll say, I'm curious what your take is on the transfer portal and is it something that you guys use? Is it something you guys utilize often? Talk to me a little bit about your thoughts on the transfer portal and how it affects you in terms of recruiting.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like you said at the beginning there, you have to continue to recruit your own team and your own guys. And so, you know, the landscape has changed obviously at every level in every sport. You know, the transfer portal is something, I mean, yes, we use it. We have to use it. I mean, it's just part of the deal now. And so, you know, not only are you trying to follow the high school guys, the JC guys, but now, you know, you're looking at the four-year guys too and who's transferring and who's going everywhere. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big part of recruiting now. And I think that the transfer portal, you know, with its inception is a good thing. You know, I think it gives guys an opportunity to get out of situations that maybe – you know, they didn't make the best decision and they get another opportunity. I don't think it's great for like free agency stuff as far as in college athletics. I mean, I don't think that's great. But I do think the transfer portal can play an important role with all recruiting at all levels. And it just gives guys multiple opportunities. So I think that's a good thing. But yes, we absolutely have to look in there and stay up to date on it. I think the majority of our program, though, over the past 10, 13, 14 years, whatever you want to say, you know, we've really gone with the high school athlete. We try to get them out of high school so they can grow up in our program, you know, learn how we do things. Sometimes when you get guys out of the transfer portal, you know, they've gone from so many different cultures, their high school culture to maybe a junior college culture to a four-year culture to another culture. So they're learning all these different cultures. And sometimes it can be hard for guys to adjust to that. And some guys not. I mean, it just depends. But, you know, when you get the high school athlete, you're going to get them for 3 or 4 years and they get to grow up with you and you get to see how they develop. So I think that's what we've always focused on. And I think we'll continue to do that. But absolutely, the transfer guys, whether it's JC or 4 year, they're super important. They can make a big impact on the program. And so we're definitely in the transfer portal and we're keeping up with it as best we can.
Awesome. Awesome, Coach. Talking with Coach Sean McKinney of Colorado Mesa right now. Coach, again, appreciate your time. And I want to go back to the recruiting process in general. And I'm curious, a couple of things. I when do you start identifying guys age-wise? Like, hey, they're sophomores in high school. They're on our radar. When do you start identifying guys? And then as you identify the guys, talk me through the qualities of the guys that you're recruiting and what you're looking for physically, both physically and in the intangible stuff.
You know, you try to identify guys as early as you can. I think one of the things that no matter what we say or do, you know, there's going to be a large majority of kids that probably aren't looking at Colorado Mesa right out of high school. I mean, you know, you think about the big time programs, you know, the Power Five programs, things like that. I think that everyone has their dreams and goals to go to those places. And sometimes they don't always think about us first. But then, you know, if we're able to get in front of them, get them some of our information, send them videos, and then, you know, get them on their visit, I think that's really important for us. Once you're able to see this place and where we live and the facilities that we have, it's super important for us. So, you know, the sophomore, junior year, as best we can, if we can get just our program in front of them somehow so they can keep it on the back burner. And then as they get into their junior year, senior year, some of that might become a little bit more apparent to them, you know, that they're not always going to go to a bigger school like in the Power Five, because not everyone can go to those schools. I mean, they have roster limitations and, you know, there's a lot of kids. So I think that the earliest that we can get in front of them and they can see what we're all about is important. And, you know, then, you know, from there, you're identifying their talents, what they can and can't do, and then what kind of person they are. And I think that, you know, we're all looking for the same guys. I mean, we're all looking for the great players that have great, you know, awareness of the game. They have great skills. Their IQ's high, they're good character kids, they're confident, things like that. I think we're all looking for that across the country. But, you know, what guys can we identify that we think are going to fit great in our program? I think that, you know, our program's not for everybody. Just like a Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, whoever it is, their program's probably not for everybody. It takes specific kids to flourish in those environments. And so that's what we're trying to identify. What kids can really develop and flourish in our environment and the things that we like to do. And you try to identify that as best you can. No one has a crystal ball. I mean, you know, even the NFL makes mistakes. So it's, you know, in the draft. So it's kind of, you know, we're going to make some mistakes too. So I think that, again, you meet the families. We love meeting the families. And like I said, you get them on a visit. I think that's really key for us, because once you're able to see Grand Junction and the university and what we're able to provide and the experience that we're able to provide, that is so important for us. And we really try to focus on that to get the best kids we can.
Man, Coach McKinney, I love it. I want our audience, I want this audience to truly understand the brand of baseball you guys play at Colorado Mesa. I'm going to be nice, and I'll say it for you, so you don't have to sound like you're bragging. Guys, Colorado Mesa is legit. And I think there's so many times there's these misconceptions or perceptions about, like, Division II. Like, I want to be clear on this. When you're rolling out against Colorado Mesa's best guys and you're rolling out this team, they can play with anybody in the country, up and down, doesn't matter what level it is. I see it that way. Talk to me about the brand of baseball that you guys, like, what Colorado Mesa Division II baseball is all about.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I appreciate that. You know, we're sure proud of our program and our guys. And, you know, we really love the environment that we create for these guys. But yeah, I think there's a lot of great players out there. And there's a lot of great players at all levels, whether it's Division I, II, or III, junior college, NAIA. I mean, there's a lot of great players out there. And so I think that, you know, maybe in the game of baseball, it could be a little different than like a football, basketball. The levels might change a little bit more. But, you know, baseball is a tough game to play. And if you got the right guy on the mound, you get a couple hits here and there. I mean, you can hang with guys. And so, but yeah, there's a lot of great programs and some of those big time programs. I mean, they have great players, and, you know, but we like our brand of baseball, like you're talking about. I mean, we like to play aggressive, you know, competitive, tough guys that can really compete. We really try to out compete teams. And, you know, I think a lot of people say that, you know, the you got to compete, but we try to, you know, define that for our guys. I mean, everyone's going to sit there and say, well, you got to compete. Well, what does that exactly look like? What does that feel like? And so we try to talk to our guys about that. You know, we spend a lot of time building up the team side of things. You know, I think we spend an inordinate amount of time focusing on the team and team building and how we can come together. You know, everyone pulling on the same rope, things like that. So what you got to work on the skills and that side of baseball, but then the team development side is huge. And, you know, why are we doing this? What are we playing for? Are you playing for the right reasons? Because all that other stuff, you know, the national accolades, the draft stuff, that's going to happen regardless. So what can we do as a program when we get guys in our environment, how we can get them to compete and to play together, you know, and just try to do more than what everyone else is doing. I mean, we try to focus on that stuff. And again, going back to the recruiting, finding guys that want to be a part of something more than themselves, because, you know, it's a team game, but there's individual sides of it too. And so how do you get those things to mesh? You know, we try to talk about the team, and, you know, I like how the Harbaugh say, you know, it's the team. Yeah. And so we try to focus on that stuff. That's not just eyewash. And we're saying that, you know, we try to focus on that. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, putting words or sayings on your walls or anything like that. It's can you really live up to things? And what does it look like from the team, that the team perspective of things is how we try to focus on that.
Man, I love hearing that, because, man, it's the programs that win, period. The programs that win it always seems to come back to that. And in a day and age that we're living where it seems me, what am I doing? Look at me. I feel like the teams that are consistently at the top are the ones that you're describing of yourself. Is it, I go into the idea of recruiting those types of guys and seeing that when you're out on the recruiting trail, you can kind of tell that they're a team guy. So on the flip side of that, like that's the stuff you're looking for. What about like, if you're recruiting somebody, what are some red flags you pay attention to? What are some things that maybe turn you off and say, that's not quite what we're about at Colorado Mesa?
Yeah. I think that, you know, no one has a crystal ball, but you try to avoid things. If you can see that a player, you know, maybe does things for themselves, baseball is a sport. And for us, especially, I mean, we take care of our facility. Our guys take care of our facility. So every day after practice, after games, we're raking, we're doing stuff to the field. We're trying to take care of our facility, you know, to make it shine. And so, you know, do we want to recruit the guys that always go pick up a rake? You know, they don't let someone else do, you know, or if you see a piece of trash, don't walk by it, you know, pick up a piece of trash, things like that. And so, you know, going back to that team thing, I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, with team success comes individual recognition. You know, you can't really have one without the other. I mean, you look at players of the year, All-Americans, things like that, they're usually on the best teams. And so I think that with the team success, all that stuff comes. I mean, we've been so fortunate. We've had four national players of the year. And so that's with crazy. That, I think that if we're not in the top at the end somewhere, the regional, super regional, World Series, you know, maybe those guys don't get that recognition. And so making sure that they understand that taking care of the team part of it first allows you these opportunities, I think that's important to get the guys, you know, to understand and realize. And it's hard. I mean, but you got to talk to them about that. And so, you know, with the red flags thing, are you just in it for yourself? I mean, if you're a pitcher, are you just throwing for the radar guns? Or if there's scouts in the stands, are you throwing for the scouts? And, you know, I can tell you over the years and what we've seen as a coaching staff, that doesn't always work out. You know, it just doesn't when you're doing that. But when you're playing for the guy next to you, which obviously a lot of coaches will say, but, you know, really buying into that of, you know, everyone's behind you. I mean, we try to talk to the guys about, you know, obviously culture is a hot topic word, but, you know, when a guy's on the mound, you know, you have the whole team behind you, the guys in the dugout, the guys on the field, you're not alone up on the mound, even though you're standing there alone, everyone's right here with you. And the same thing at the plate. I mean, when you're up, you know, there's two outs, the tying run at second, you know, the whole team's behind you. You're not alone up there. And so trying to get the guys to realize that and to find comfort in that, I think helps them succeed. And so, again, you know, identifying those guys that push that away, you know, they push that culture away, you know, then, you know, those are guys that we try to avoid. And again, you're talking to high school coaches, travel ball coaches, college coaches, and no one wants to burn anybody. So that's, you know, that's a part of it too. But you really want to try to identify maybe what you're getting into, just so we can try to help them develop in our program. And again, that comes from, you know, with the high school kid, we have a little bit more time to help develop them. It's not just a 1 year and you're done, or, you know, hired guns, anything like that. We like to grow them up with us, and so we can learn them and develop them. I think in baseball, that's so important. That's why they have the minor leagues. I mean, it takes a while to get to the big club. I mean, you got to go through a lot of reps and a lot of learning and failure. It's the same thing here. I mean, you need to be here a couple of years so you can get to know us, we can get to know you, and then you can really see those guys succeed.
You know, talking with Sean McKinney here, associate head baseball coach at Colorado Mesa. I love talking about the team concepts, especially like what you said in the culture that we have, you know, that we live in today. I'm curious if, and I know the answer, but man, you've been at Colorado Mesa forever. You've been there a long, long time. So is Coach Hanks at Colorado Mesa, the head baseball coach at Colorado Mesa. I feel like it's family. Every time I've talked to you, anytime I've had interaction with you, you've been such a good guy to me. You're so respectful. Same with Coach Hanks. I mean, just, I feel like it's a family. You guys are tight knit and it's a close group. That has to have something to do with success. And when you're recruiting guys in and saying, hey, this is what it's been for a while, we're going to go on with or without you. But talk to me a little bit about that aspect and just the stability of you and Coach Hakes been there for forever, it seems like.
Absolutely. And I think it's huge for us. And I think that's one thing that we can sell to families. I mean, Coach Hanks has been here for over 25 years. Mm. And, you know, what he's been able to do in his tenure here, and then me being a part of it when I've able to be a part of it, you know, a small portion of that, it's just great. And like you said, the stability of it is huge. And when we talk to families, you know, that's one of the questions that we get. You know, are you guys going to go somewhere? You know, are you going to be with our son for, you know, the 4 years, what's that look like? And so it's very easy for us to say, well, you know, I've been here X amount. Coach Hanks has been here X amount. Our pitching coach has been here every single year with Coach Hanks as well. And So our staff and the stability, I think, is one of our greatest strengths. You know, we don't have to have all these meetings all the time because we all know what each other's thinking. And so we can focus more on the team and the guys than constantly meeting about how we're going to do this or that. I mean, we know what each other's thinking. You know, Coach Hanks knows me very well. I know him very well. And so it's a huge strength of ours. And I think that on the recruiting side of it and the team building side of it, it's one of our greatest strengths. And, you know, being able to know what the other one's going to say, or, hey, I need to make sure I take care of this so Coach Hanks doesn't have to. And then he does the same thing for me. He takes care of stuff for me. And so, yeah, you look at the track record of, well, we really like it here. And us being here for so long proves that. And again, we're biased because we live here, but our facilities, the program, the university, the city that we live in, all that stuff is such a major plus for us that, you know, where else would you want to be? I mean, we've got a good thing going. I think I've got a great gig. And I'm very happy here. And so I think that shows in that we haven't left here and we continue to work together and do good things.
Man, it's, you know what, I'd be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity just to say this, but I had a good friend of mine who passed away, who was killed in a car accident in 2001. His name was Tony Lopez, and he played at Mesa, and back then it was Mesa State. I think you guys still go by Mesa, whatever, but I'm still good friends with Tony's parents, Paul and Trudy Lopez, and the things that they have to say, the audience listening to this, the things that they have to say about the men that run this program, Colorado Mesa. Hey, I've got two sons, Sean. I hope you're coaching when they come up, because I 100% would want my sons playing for guys like that. So I want to say I take that opportunity just to shout out to Tony Lopez. I know he still has some impact with the program. Is there anything you can add to that, Coach McKinney?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Tony Lopez and the Lopez family have a major impact on our program still. We have the Tony Lopez Scholarship. Paul and Trudy Lopez, they see us at least once a year. It's usually more than that, but we see them at games. They come out to Grand Junction. We see them on the road. Paul and Trudy are great. They are actually the godparents of Coach Hanks' son, Jared Hanks.
Wow.
And Jared Hanks is on our team right now. And so, yeah, so he wears number 12, which was Tony's number. So, I mean, just that side of it, the family side of it, it's a big deal for us. Like I said, Tony's family still have a major impact on us. And so we're very fortunate that Paul and Trudy still get so involved and we're so happy. And like you said earlier, the family thing, you know, you try to create a family atmosphere. And I think that if you talk to most coaches, they're going to say the same thing. You know, you try to create a family atmosphere, but you know, do we really act like that? Because families fight, families argue, families laugh and cry together. And so we try to do all of that. And, you know, whether it's, you know, during practices, games, anything like that, I mean, we treat each other like family. We hug guys, we tell them we love them. We spend time with them outside of the field. And so it's the same thing. And like you said, with Tony Lopez and the impact that he's had on our program and that family, we try to keep that alive, and we always will, because it's a very important part of our program. And again, just another fortunate thing that we have to have the Lopez's still involved with us, and that we can help carry on Tony's tradition.
Man, that's awesome. Love you guys for that. All right. I want to talk with Sean McKinney here, associate head baseball coach, Colorado Mesa, NCAA Division II, just absolute power. I don't think power really even does it justice. A few more questions for you, coach. And then I'll let you go about your day off. I'd be curious to know what you guys have scheduled, but I want to get into the specifics for, like, if I'm Ross Ollie, I am from Dallas, Texas, and I'm interested in Colorado Mesa. How do I go about getting your attention and getting on your radar, you and your staff at Mesa?
Yeah, I think that, you know, contacting us is the first thing, whether it's the player or the coach, trying to get in touch with us. We try to answer every email that we can. We have another assistant, Mark Vig. He and I go through the majority of the recruiting emails, but so does Coach Hanks. I mean, he gets involved as well. So all three of us, you know, we're trying to sift through emails and answer everyone back, take phone calls, and then sending us video is huge, showing interest in our program. And then, like I said, either us getting you out to the campus or you getting in front of us in any way you can. I mean, we have some showcases and stuff that we do here on campus. And then also the way we travel, you know, going out to Texas, like, for instance, in Dallas. I mean, we have we're pretty fortunate. We have a direct flight from Grand Junction to Dallas.
Oh, huge.
Yeah, we have a direct flight from Grand Junction to Phoenix. We have one out to L.A. So those are three hubs that we can really focus on. And so it's easy for us to get to them, families to get to us. And so, yeah, getting in front of us, sending us the video, showing us what you got, contacting us. And I think that the level of interest that the player has can really mean a lot to us. It's, you know, it's when you find a kid that loves our program, wants to be a part of us, keeps knocking on the door, that's a good thing. You know, some people treat us like we're their, whatever, Arizona State, Vanderbilt, whatever it is. When families treat us like that, we take a hard look at them, because that usually means that they're going to put all their intent, focus, and care into us, and we can do the same for them. And so, yeah, when you find those players and families that love us, it makes it easier for us to work with them. And we know that we don't have to keep looking over the fence or anything, that they're going to want to be a part of us. And so I think that's a big part of it too. You know, do you love it here? Do you want to be a part of this? And we try to be real upfront with families like that. Like I said earlier, I mean, this place probably isn't for everyone. And so do you want to be a part of what we're about? And then we go from there. And I mean, on recruiting visits, I can tell you that, you know, we're pretty normal guys. We don't put on a show or anything. It's just a normal day. And we want you to know exactly what it's like to be a player here at Colorado Mesa and a student athlete. And so, you know, there's so many people's voices in kids' ears nowadays. And you just got to remember as a recruit that you're the one that has to eat in that cafeteria. You're the one that has to sleep in that dorm and do the morning weights and go through the practices, no one else. And so when you're making your decision, you know, make it for you. And what's going to be the best experience? I mean, there's a, you know, the right fit is a hot topic word too. And so what does that exactly mean? And what does that exactly mean for everyone? You know, are you looking for the best deal, or are you going to look for the best experience for yourself? And so we try to create that for them, make them know exactly what that's going to feel like, look like, taste like, you know, all that stuff when they're on their visit and what we're about. So they know exactly what they're getting into. And then we can hit the ground running when they get to campus.
Heck yeah, man. I'm curious. For all the recruits, because I'm picturing what it would be like for me to be on a visit at Mesa, and I'm like, you got to tell me, where is the go-to spot? I feel like there's got to be a good Mexican restaurant that maybe you take the recruits to. Where's the go-to spot to take the recruits to?
Boy, we you know, again, going back to, we live in a great place, and so there's a lot of great restaurants. There's some really good Mexican around the campus. There's actually some really good food trucks that are great too.
Ooh, yeah.
But yeah, you know, there's a couple breweries that are near here that have good burgers and things like that, that families really like to go to. So we try to take them to those places. Like you said, there are a couple good Mexican places that we really like.
Yeah.
And then, you know, our downtown area is kind of like an old town downtown. And so Main Street has all the different shops and restaurants, a lot of people walking up and down it. So it's a very active community. And so, you know, we try to get them to be able to, all the recruits' families to see that, you know, if they stay downtown, a lot of great restaurants, breakfast places. And then again, with the valley that we live in, you know, we're surrounded by mountains. And so, you know, to the east, we have the Grand Mesa, which is the largest flat top mesa in the world. That's the forest. That's where the hunting, the fishing, the skiing is. To our south, we have the Colorado National Monument, which is where all the hiking, the mountain biking, the rock climbing, all that stuff is. And then to our north, we have the Book Cliff Mountains, which is all the desert area. And so we actually have a high desert climate. And so you have each different kind of environment surrounding us, each ecosystem. And so it's just great for families to come see that and know that there's so many different opportunities for you to do things as a family. And you know, of course, everyone's going to ask, you know, what else can we do besides baseball? And my answer to that is, well, you're going to play baseball first and go to school. You know, I mean, that's the main thing. But yeah, there's a lot of different outdoor activity here and a lot of things to do. So yeah, you just want to make sure that on a visit, you get to see all that stuff. We make sure that they, you know, get a good idea of what it's like to live here. And again, we're just fortunate with the weather and where we're located. That high desert climate really helps for baseball. Yeah. A lot of the recruits we get from the Arizona, California, even the Texas area, you know, you're coming to a nice climate. It's not that big of a difference. And so it just really helps. And we got to make sure the families see that.
Yeah, man. Oh, Grand Junction. I think I read in the last couple of years, I think I read Grand Junction was like one of the healthiest, most active cities in America. So guys, there's tons to do there. And it is, I can attest to this. You're not going to be disappointed if you live for 4 years in Grand Junction, going to school there. Talking with Sean McKinney, Colorado Mesa. Coach, a couple more questions for you. I'm curious, just off. I've got two boys that I'm raising up, a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old. And I'm curious just for you, because I, like, anytime I get a chance to talk to coaches, I want advice for them, man. I want to be selfish. Okay. So you're the expert. What's the best baseball advice you've ever received? And what, give me some advice for the young pups coming up wanting to play the game.
Yeah. I think that, you know, playing the game as hard as you can is a big one. I think that, you know, and you know, whether it's Michael Jordan saying this and people saying this, but you never know who's watching. And so you want to make sure that you're playing as hard as you can, Every day is a tryout, you know, every day is like an interview. So make sure that you're putting the product on the field, you know, that you're proud of. One thing that we talk about, and Coach Hanks and I, we actually talked to the team about this the other day, but you know, when you go out to play, if you're the shortstop, are you the best shortstop on the field? You know, you're playing another team. Are you the best shortstop? Are you the best catcher? Are you the best first baseman, center, whatever it is? Are you the best at that position? Are you playing hard enough and doing the things necessary to make sure you're the best guy at that position on that day? So I think that's really important. You know, advice wise, that maybe that's just not baseball, and this is a big one nowadays, but playing all the sports, you know, being a multi-sport athlete. I grew up as a multi-sport athlete. We really like recruiting the multi-sport athletes. I've heard some of the top coaches in the country at the number one, number two programs at the Power Fives say the exact same thing. You know, they recruit multi-sport athletes. And so I think that's a big deal. And I think that, you know, when you're 9 and 10, I have two young boys that were not that old yet, but they're pretty small. But we want them to get involved in everything. You know, I think that too many, you know, you want to rest at the end. We always talk about resting at the end. I think Kobe Bryant said that. Rest at the end. Do as much as you can now. I mean, fill your day up. Be busy. Always working towards something. I think that's so important. And so advice like that has really helped me. I'm going to try to make sure that my boys hear the same stuff. But, yeah, man, make sure you're trying to be the best player on the field at your position. And then, yeah, you know, do everything you can, man. Be busy. You know, don't be bored. Be as busy as you can be.
I love that, man. I love that. All right. We talked to the young pups. Now it's time to talk to the old people. I want to know this, and I'll shift it back to recruiting. But what's your advice for parents of recruits? I hear all the time. Do you want them involved? Like, what is your advice for parents who are going through the college recruiting process with their son or daughter?
This is a great question. This has actually come up a couple times. You know, are the parents involved in recruiting? Are they not? I like to involve them. I like to get to know the families. I like to get to know what we're dealing with. Whether or not you think that the athlete is going to make the choice on their own, the parents are going to be involved somehow, because they're probably paying some portion of the bill somehow, or, you know, the way they've grown up, you know, they've bought food for them and they've followed them around with these travel teams. And so the parents are involved, and I want to get to know the parents because I want to know what we're getting into. You know, the player can hopefully make the decision, but I try to involve them. And so, you know, I think advice to parents is, you know, encourage your son or daughter. I mean, I'm going to do this with my boys. We're going to go visit places. You got to go see places, because as soon as you get to that campus, you're going to get a feel for it, whether it's good or bad, but you got to see it and feel it and touch it and know what it's going to be like. Like we talked about earlier, you got to see what it's actually going to be like to live there. And I know that there's certain, you know, recruits that have signed maybe before they've even met the coach, or been to the campus. Wow. And so, yeah, I've heard a lot of stories, obviously being in the business. And I just feel like, you know, with our program, I don't know how anyone else does it. But we just like to get the families there. I know that we're going to go visit places. If they like sports, whatever they like to do, we're going to go visit places. So I encourage parents and families to go check places out, see what you like and don't like. After the visit, I would make a little checklist of things you liked and didn't like, because you're going to forget things. You know, when we talk to recruits, we talk to a lot of guys, and so we have to make a list and take notes on, you know, things that we remember, and so you can reference stuff. So I think that's important. So my advice to parents would be, you know, be a great cheerleader for your son or daughter. I mean, cheer them on. And then, yeah, go check places out with them. Go see what it's like, so you know where you're going to send your son or daughter, because that's going to be important. And then you know that they're going to be in good hands.
Man, that's good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Makes a lot of sense too. I want to finish on this before we get to our final thoughts for the audience. I want specifically, because I know it's huge from my perspective, but talk to me about how important camps. Okay, so if Coach McKinney or his staff there, Colorado Mesa, can't come out and watch me as a player, evaluate me in a tournament, wherever, showcase, whatever we're doing, I would imagine that camps are probably one of the other crucial pieces to getting in front of you so that you can get your eyeballs on me as a player. How important are camps in the recruiting process for you guys?
Yeah, for us, they're huge. And you kind of touched on it. We're not in an area where we can just go watch games throughout the week. It's, you know, we're a little bit more on an island as far as that goes. And so the camps are huge to us. The showcases are huge to us. They're not money makers. We cap them at around 40 to 50 players, depending on the time of year, but we cap them. And then, you know, it's about $100. So, you know, there's camps that are a lot more expensive than that. Yep. So we're not trying to make money. We're trying to identify players. And so, you know, we include a campus tour with those. We try to have Q&A sessions with the families. And then we have the showcase or camp. And so they're huge for us. And we routinely find players through those. And so it's important to us, again, because it's harder for us to get out and see everyone, whether it's budget, time of year, whatever it is. So anytime we can have a showcase and have the families come, we try to treat them right. Like I said, we include the campus tour. We include a Q&A session so they can get a good idea what we're about. And then we do the showcase and stuff and try to spend time with the players as much as we can. So they're very important to us.
Good. You know, Coach, I'm so glad you say that, because – all right, like when I talk with parents or families and they say, hey, is this a money grab camp? And I'm sitting there thinking, this is how logically it works. And correct me if I'm wrong, but if there's no other way for me to be evaluated by you and your staff other than to get to a camp,
how in the heck do I expect to be recruited if you can't see me in person? Is what I'm saying, is that the truth? I mean, it's if your expectation, if organically you cannot go watch a young man play in a tournament or whatever organic setting, it's going to have to be from a camp for you to confirm with your eyeballs. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Getting in front of the coaching staff. And again, whether it's here or another university, getting in front of them. And then especially on our field, you know, again, when you go out recruiting, you get to see things. But there is a feeling when we get to our home and we're on our, you know, our infield and we hit those ground balls and we get to see those infielders on our infield or the pitchers on our mound, whatever it is, getting in front of us is key. And again, like you said, we're not able to just go fly everywhere and see everyone. So for us, it's great. I mean, again, I don't know how other programs do it. And there's a lot of great programs out there that have a lot of success. So I know they're doing it the right way, you know, in their world too. But for us, getting in front of us is huge. So we can see you personally. And then again, on our field, and we get to show off our stadium and our clubhouse and everything too. So you get to see that and get to feel what that environment's like too. So yeah, it's really important for us.
Good stuff. All right, Coach McKinney, I really appreciate your time today here. I just want to give you the floor and say, are there any final thoughts that you have for our audience that's listening? There's some hopeful kids out there. There's some parents that don't know what to do. The world of recruiting is chaotic and it's confusing and it's emotional. Do you have any final thoughts for our audience going through that recruiting process?
Yeah, I think for the recruiting thing, that side of it, you know, it's the landscape has changed. And obviously with social media and everything, I think that there's a lot of pressure on these student athletes coming out of high school and, you know, people signing early and committing early and all that stuff. And I would just say, try to enjoy the process. I mean, how special is it that you're getting recruited or you have an opportunity to go play college athletics and try to embrace that as much as you can? It's sometimes tough for guys, you know, like, let's just say if we do get a player and, you know, if they're nervous about committing to a Division II earlier or something like that, just know that it's about you and the best fit for you. Everyone wants to rush out and post on Twitter where they've committed. and that ends in about 2 or 3 days because of the mass amount of information that goes through those, you know, when you scroll through. So don't just do something to post it on Twitter because that's not going to last very long anyway, because then it gets real. Then you got to actually go to that campus and perform and do that stuff. So embrace it. Try to enjoy it. Try to block out the noise from what everyone else is doing because it's about your experience and no one else's. And the fact that you have an opportunity to play college baseball at whatever level is so great. And our game is so great that just try to focus on that. Try to block out everything else. And again, because it's going to be your experience and it's something that you'll always remember. So make sure that you're doing it for you. And then you're going to a place that you think you can really develop and have a great experience because that's what it's all about.
Man, that's really good stuff. Sean McKinney, associate head baseball coach at Colorado Mesa. Man, I really appreciate the time today. And I threw that up on the screen. So anybody that's watching this video, go give Coach McKinney a follow on Twitter. And then also go give the Colorado Mesa baseball a follow. Coach McKinney, appreciate your time. You guys are at 500 right now. There's no question in my mind when we look up, you guys are going to probably be in Cary. So you guys go do what you do this year. We're pulling for you and appreciate the time that you took today. Okay.
I was happy to do it. I mean, thanks for thinking of us and having, you know, our program on this platform. So thank you for doing that. It was great. I mean, I'm happy to talk to you anytime. So it's
awesome.
Thank you very much.
Awesome, Sean. Hey, I appreciate it, man. And good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk soon. Okay.
All right. You guys see you later.
All right. Again, I want to thank Coach Sean McKinney for taking some time to talk with us today. Go give him a follow on X at YOMCK1 and be sure to also go follow the Colorado Mesa baseball squad on X at CMU Mavs Baseball. I'm your host, Ross Hawley, and on behalf of Showcasing College Baseball, I want to thank you for listening. Be sure to follow the Showcasing College Baseball group page on Facebook or visit us at collegerecruitprep.com for more of our podcasting content. We will see you next time.